Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for another day of waking to your wonderful word, your word that reveals your grace, your heart. And in revealing your heart, we find great and precious promises. And we see that you united us all in Jesus so that we can all now draw close to wake up to relationship and then wake up to the purpose and plan that you've got for our lives. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful word. Bless it to each one that hears it, Lord. Inspire them and motivate them by your great and precious promises. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Ephesians 3, verse 1 to 6. This is why I, Paul, am in jail for Christ, having taken up the cause of you outsiders, so-called. I take it that you're familiar with the part I was given in God's plan for including everybody. I got the inside story on this from God Himself, as I just wrote you in brief. As you read over what I have written to you, you'll be able to see for yourselves into the mystery of Christ. None of our ancestors understood this. Only in our time has it been made clear by God's Spirit through His holy apostles and prophets of this new order. The mystery is that people who have never heard of God and those who have heard of Him all their lives, what I've been calling outsiders and insiders, stand on the same ground before God. They get the same offer, same help, same promises in Christ Jesus. The message is accessible and welcoming to everyone across the board.
Hallelujah, isn't that beautiful? And you're just portrayed, you know, Paul is going through persecution because he's a problem to the Jews, because they think it's just them that's got access to God. And so they've been persecuting him and running him down. And then again, the leadership in Rome, and that there, this great reality that we can all have access to God is through a king, and that is King Jesus. Is a problem to the Gentiles that love the idea of rulers and kings, because here is a king that supersedes them in every way. And so, guys, I just encourage you, you know, to read this chapter again. Read the whole chapter. I mean, here, your Bible says we are built up by precious stones. I'm thinking of Isaiah 54, where it talks about the bride. He builds us up with precious stones, and those precious stones are like gold nuggets. And so when we wake up to these nuggets, we're waking up to the promises, and so that we can partake of God's divine nature. You know that scripture, it's in 2 Peter chapter 1. So it's so important seeing these things for ourselves and embracing. Through Jesus, we've been restored back to God's original intention, what He's had for all of us. Is He made us to be His children, and He made us to rule on this earth, shining His light in fellowship with Him. And this is what is happening now, and this is what we take hold of. And we've got two wonderful portions of scripture where Peter says to the Lord says, aren't you also going to go away because people were upset what He had to say, eat my flesh, drink my blood, and they were upset. And then Peter said, and that, hey, I've made up my mind to follow you. You have got the words of eternal life. And this is where we are feeding from now. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And if you only know that, you only know what the news is telling you and what the world is telling you around there, what we're getting thrown every day. But it goes further, John 10:10. But Jesus has come to give us life and life in abundance. And so the Apostle John could tell us so beautifully, you know, they were there, they touched him, they heard him. But now they're hearing him and they receiving from him now, because Isaiah 8, where he's come now as a bright light into this world, having victory, having defeated the enemy, and now he's sharing the victory with us. And so now he's the wonderful counsel of the Almighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government there is no end. And so John encourages us, amen, to also have fellowship with him. Because when you have fellowship, that's where you get stirred up, and that's where God leads you. And unless he builds his house, you labor in vain. Unless he lights a fire, you will lie down in torment. So there you've got that beautiful passage where John declares, our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And this is what we declare, and this is what we stand on. You can't bear witness to something you haven't seen and heard. So guys, read this, take hold of these realities, and God will just take you further, because what he authors, he also perfects. So Paul has written it down briefly so that we can go into this word and get the revelation, so that we can arise up just like he did, and just like all the saints in the past did, and fulfill the destiny that is laid out for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.